You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network.
Brad, you know, I think that you're a great guy. I think you're a really nice dude, and I think that you've been a great help here on the site. But I have to ask you, did Chris and I do something to upset you? Did we, like, anger you somehow in the last few weeks that you had to recommend this bottom barrel garbage for us to review? Please explain yourself.
Well, from this day forward, I'm going to read more than the title of things I review.
You are the epitome of that guy at the video rental store who looks at the box art and goes, "Ugly sweater party. How bad could that be, right?"
No, well, exactly. I've been to ugly sweater parties, and I thought it would be that, but a killer is on the loose, maybe. So I thought, oh, that could be fun, tongue-in-cheek. You know, I like tongue-in-cheek stuff, especially if it's straight to DVD, you know, whatever.
And I mean, you know, how could it go wrong? You see on IMDb here, it has a 7.3 out of 10 rating out of 11 votes.
Uh-oh. Is that 7-Eleven? That's the funniest thing about this.
No, 7.3. But yeah, well, it almost is 7-Eleven. That's funnier than anything that happens in this film. But let's get to this. Like I said again, I'm Justin. This is Bradley Martin. How you doing, man?
Good. Calgary Stampede. Woo!
Woo! So this movie, Ugly Sweater Party, is... You know, I feel like I need to use the term movie loosely to describe this film because there was no point in this film that I felt like it was anything more than a horrifically bad high school movie. Because it starts off with this nonsensical flashback sequence where a cop is interrogating this serial killer dude who killed a bunch of people on Christmas wearing an ugly sweater. And that scene goes on for a good 10 minutes or something. It feels like an eternity. Even anyway, sorry, not going to try to joke, just going to try to get through this plot and then get done with that. So then he, you know, they kill that guy. Then 10 years later, I think they said, we cut to these two a-holes played by, what are their names? They're not important enough to remember.
Cliff and Cliff's friend, I think.
Cliff and Jody, yeah. One of them is Hunter Johnson playing Jody, and then the other guy's like Jonathan... whatever his name is. So they're horrible. That's just all I'm going to say about them. They go because they're invited to this party that's an ugly sweater party because they got invited by these two hot chicks. What they don't realize, though, is that they're being invited to a Christian camp that the girls have been baptized into by blood or feces. It looked like blood, but it was way too brown to be blood. And
that was weird.
That was really weird.
So many failed jokes, I think. Just failed humor attempts.
And then even weirder is that they run into that cop who's now a homeless man who's carrying around the ugly sweater that he killed off that one guy. And they steal it from him because they need an ugly sweater for the party. And then the sweater is actually possessed by the spirit of that killer and who is slowly infecting Jonathan. Cliff.
Cliff,
sorry,
yeah. He's infecting Cliff, if you could say that.
This shows how much I really care for this movie. But yeah, well, so sorry, yeah, Cliff.
The homeless man was one of the cops at the beginning.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, he's the guy who killed the sweater.
Oh, right.
The sweater dude. Blah. So, okay, that's all the plot I want to talk about this movie, at least for summarizing, because this, I'm not going to lie to you people, this may sound hyperbolic, I think I have my contender for the very worst movie I've seen all year, because... There is literally not a single good thing I can say. Because, you know, I've noticed in my last reviews, I can be a little nice. I'm usually more tolerant and more generous to movies than a lot of people in our review crew are. There's literally nothing good I can say about this movie. Let's just start with this. The acting all across the board is awful. Like, not a single... Let me just ask you, Brad. Did you find any actors good in this movie?
No, I mean, it's a dark comedy, but it's not dark, and it's not a comedy, so I suppose it's a possibility that they could be good actors, but would a good actor read this and say, yeah, I'm on board?
Well, I mean, because clearly this guy who made this movie, his name's Aaron Mento, and he's got like, you know, like a good dozen movies that he's written and directed on his own, and I have to assume that they're all just straight to DVD garbage and TV shows. Because, man, this guy, it feels like he has, like, maybe $1,000 for the budget. He then snorted all the drugs, like, especially a lot of cocaine and meth, and decided to shoot this movie as if he was on meth, and then edit this movie and color correct it like it's on meth. Because the whole time he's trying to do this weird, like, Tony Scott thing, where he's, like, switching through color filters, randomly editing stuff together that's supposed to create chaos and juxtaposition, but is just chaotically confusing throughout a lot of it. I kid you not, people, I'm trying so hard to be funny about this, but this movie sucks all the fun out of it. Like, literally, there's just random shots and cutaways to things that have no connection to each other. There's just scenes out of order, scenes that just...
Very like, random, what, freaking, yeah.
The opening of the movie, one of the early scenes that we see of Cliff and Jody is Jody shaving his balls. Like, literally, that's what his... Our introduction to the character is him shaving his pubic hair so he can get ready to go to the sex party that he thinks he's going to. Like, that's the epitome of the humor and the randomness that happens in this movie. Like, and I guess they're trying to play it off as if they're kind of like Harold and Kumar level of funny, but they're not. They're just giant dickheads who just want to get laid and just swear a lot, and it's like, oh, but the crazy Jesus people are ruining our fun. And look, I get it. You can have jokes about religion. I am not that prudish enough to say you can never joke about church stuff, but this is like what a 13-year-old thinks about making fun of churches, you know? It's just...
No, I understand. I mean, the jokes are not satirical nor offensive. It sounds like somebody...
And not funny. Yeah, that's the biggest offense. Yeah,
someone
not funny.
Wrote a joke about a church without ever stepping foot into a church and doesn't really know anything about it, so...
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's like, if you watch this movie, even atheists would be like, dude, you're not making fun of any Christians that I know. Because yeah. This is literally the most exactly. insane cartoon world they live in. And, you know, I can't even say that the horror stuff is any good either. It's just... really, really cheap, terribly done visual effects and practical work. Like, stuff that requires you to do, like, lots of editing tricks and lots of little gimmicks to hide the fact that you have no budget. And...
Yeah.
And it's an even weirder decision in this movie. At one point, they introduced this other character who was banned from the camp because he was listening to heavy metal music. And so he decides to invent a laser gun to go and kill everybody at the camp while a death metal band just plays a full like music video or two right behind him. Like, did you understand what was going on with that?
I kind of... And I'm guilty of being a nice guy, too, I think. I felt for that band. I really did, dude, because I thought, oh... That sucks. They probably think, dude, this will get our names out there, and no more coffee shops, no more, like, midnight mosh pits, you know? We're finally gonna be the big time here, and, hell, yeah.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
Now, this is absolutely Z-grade level, like, even below Z. This is like there's not even letters low enough to qualify the level of filmmaking and acting and comedy in this movie, because it's just... It's just a dud all the way through. Even to the point when they get to the... Because also the thing is, this movie, it's only an hour and like 10 minutes, but yeah, it feels like an forever. Eternity.
Yeah, it's hell. It's the day in hell. The sparrow with the pebble in its mouth. Have you heard that story? That's the... I'm not going to get into it, but that's hell, you know? It's something that seems like it eventually ends, but never does.
Yeah, no, this was hell to sit through. It's just, it's not funny, it's not scary, it is honestly, like I said, it is legitimately one of the worst movies I have ever seen in my life. And there's a market for people who like to watch bad movies, like The Room you can get enjoyment out of because it's like, oh, well, clearly Tommy Wiseau thought he was making a good movie and he failed. Like, that's the only time bad movies like this work where you can sense the passion behind the filmmaking quality. Here, it just feels like a bunch of dickheads who took a bunch of drugs, got a bunch of their friends together, and then decided, hey, you know what? We're going to go shoot a movie. Won't that be fun, guys? Yeah! Have you guys ever acted in a movie before? No! No worries. We can do this.
No, and just to bash the humor. The humor is so bad, listeners. Like, earlier in this review, Justin said the word sucks. So the humor in this movie would be like Justin saying sucks and someone else going sucks.
That's highbrow compared to some of the jokes here. Like, there's at least two scenes of people getting their testicles ripped out. There's a lot of jokes about this one gay guy who's like, oh, I'm not gay. I know who, you know, I have an outie and she has an innie, so we're getting married together because Jesus loves us kind of stuff. And you're like, wow, even for trying to make commentary, they're not good at doing that.
Well, yeah, because it's like, who cares? No one here cares, man. A guy was shaving his balls earlier. No one cares if you're gay or not.
It's just, again, the way they portray Jesus people, just like, they're just a bunch of nutty weirdos. And it's like, yeah, and our heroes are just so much better, where the opening scene, again, shaving his balls, One guy has a weird dance sequence where he hallucinates having sex with a girl, but he's just in the bathroom by himself and clearly filmed in someone's dorm room, it looks like. And then at some point they meet the homeless dude and they beat the crap out of him to get the sweater off of him. And you're like, so these are the heroes we're supposed to like in this movie?
And this, like I said, I've been to ugly sweater parties. I wouldn't say anyone was even really wearing an ugly sweater.
No, the sweaters were just fine in this.
They were just whatever, you know?
I almost want to say this is almost the example where I say, freaking millennial filmmakers, you know? Just young, dumb people who have no idea how to make a movie. And I mean, even there's other stuff. There's a girl in there who's like the goth girl who everyone assumes a witch because she's not, you know, she has like these weird psychic visions on people kind of thing that make no sense.
Yeah, they did some kind of time arc, but I was already done. I checked out. I mentally checked out when she was like, there's wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff going about, which she didn't say. That would have been funny if she did say that, but no.
You know what? I would say even a Doctor Who cameo would not have made this movie any better. Because then you just would be angry that they were in the movie. Because you're just like, why are you in here? No, this movie should not be. This movie's on like streaming on Amazon. Even you people who can watch free movies through your Amazon Prime membership and that stuff, this should never, ever, 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 ever cross your path. Like, literally, this is a movie that is an offense to any human beings with eyeballs anywhere. And even people who are blind should avoid this movie, I would say.
Well, yeah.
It's so.
Dialogue is horrible. Everything's horrible. Yeah, it's no good. Final thoughts then, good sir? That's a good final thought.
I'm going to do the impossible here. I know this is not a thing that can happen in this review scale that we have, but you know what? Screw it. I'm done being nice with this movie. I'm going to give this -2 out of 10 hours of my life that I wish I had back.
Hey, there you go. That's kind of a Doctor Who joke.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's just Brad, tell me what your review is. Maybe you're nicer to this than I am.
No, I think you're pretty clear. It's not funny. It's not dark. The effects are terrible. It's gross out. Humor is just gross.
There's just random stuff in here. They'll just like people pooping into lakes and, ripping people's testicles off and puke jokes and vomit jokes. And you're just like, what is the point of this? It's not even good, you know, bathroom humor. It's not clever. It's not funny. It's just like you said, it's just, dude, that dude pooped in the lake and now you're going to step in it.
Right. Was it Cal Penn and John Cho and Harold and Kumar?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they're
charismatic.
They're charming. They're personalities meld well together. They actually have motivations in the films. So yeah, go watch those movies, guys.
Yeah, even they, it's like when they do jerk stuff, they're at least somewhat relatable. You know what I mean? Like, you at least care for them enough to go, okay, they're doing stupid and awful things, but you know, we kind of want them to win.
Yeah, and they're motivated to do these things to achieve their goals, whether those goals are misguided or not, you know? It's the slacker with a heart of gold storyline. And I know we're not reviewing that, but I enjoy those films. Go watch those films.
No, can we just review Harold and Kumar? Let's go review that instead.
So, yeah. Was I on my final thoughts? It's terrible. I would give this one American Pie 5th sequel in a gas station out in the middle of nowhere in the Please Take If You Like DVD bargain bin. And you'll regret that decision, even though it was free.
Yeah, this is... You know what? I do not apologize. This movie was awful. And I'm sorry if any of the people who worked on this film listened to this, but this was your fault. You have no one to blame but yourself.
So. I can't even make a dad joke about this. It was so bad. My pun meter is like at don't give a care. Don't give a care roll?
I hate you, Brad, for making me watch this.